true oyster lust does not stop. Not when you're full, but there are still a few oysters on the tray. And not in summer, despite that old adage you may have heard concerning months spelled without the R. The romance of the oyster cannot be so primly constrained. Still, though, as fall settles in and as our Gulf oysters inch closer to their seasonal prime, the anticipation gets keener and the pleasure of oysters grows sharper. If you're the sort of oyster eater whose interest perks up as the weather cools down, it's time to catch up on some changes around New Orleans since the last season. First, there are simply more oyster bars. Between the endless stream of new restaurants opening and some interesting renovations at older spots, there are now raw oysters at the ready in more neighborhoods. Some of them are showcasing new oyster farming techniques. Just a year ago, the off-bottom cultivation method was little known along the Gulf Coast. But the specialty oysters it produces have quickly drawn a following and put entirely different local flavors in rotation. These specialty oysters taste distinctively briny and rich. They have a different shell shape. They look a little more streamlined, more elegant, and naturally they come with a higher price tag, too. They have place-based brand names like Beauregard Island, Caminita Bay, and Champagne Bay, all from Louisiana, or the alarmingly evocative names Murder Point and Massacre Island, both from Alabama. Where to find these new Gulf oyster types? Well, there's a mix of the old and new putting them in the spotlight. Here goes. Pesh Seafood Grill, Bourne and Seaworthy, all downtown. Bourbon House in the French Quarter, Station 6 in Bucktown, Kenton's Uptown, and Elysian Seafood in St. Rock. For all the new styles, though, the city's classic oyster bars still endure, and New Orleanians have strong loyalty and personal connections to their trusted old favorites. These can't be replaced. What's interesting is how some newer oyster bars have emerged to channel the same spirit of the old ones. Some are vintage restaurants that have added oyster bars, like Dini's on Hayne, out by the lakefront in New Orleans East, or newer remodels, like Tracy's Irish Channel Bar on Magazine Street. Others are new, but feel like they could have been in their neighborhoods forever, like Mr. Ed's in Mid-City, and Mimi's in Chalmette, which has finally brought an oyster bar to St. Bernard Parish, the place where so many Louisiana oysters start out. Oysters are just everywhere these days. There are even oyster bar pop-ups that set up shop at a few bars throughout the week. But wherever you're opening oysters in this town, you'll have people's attention. It's how they look, that rough, rocky tumble that you know hides something delicate and delicious. It's their briny smell. It's even the sound of the shucker's knife, that wet scoop and flick under the shell, and the crunch of opened oysters hitting the marble bar top. Oysters are about more than making a meal. Oysters make people happy. And today, you can chase this bliss all around town. You can get my picks for new and essential New Orleans oyster bars online at wwno.org.